The request for a delay in the bail hearing was primarily because the state of Maryland has evaluated this child's mental health, and yet we don't have the medical records. So from a common sense point of view, we need to see what doctors say before we could possibly request some relief from a judge. Well, the child, as you know, has been reported to be suicidal, and we need to know that. A court would have to take that into consideration before even considering bail.
Now, did we hear incorrectly up in the courtroom that he is on suicide watch right now at the detention center?
I'm not sure how the detention center characterizes their protection of this adolescent. Well, it's a very serious crime. We're not unaware of how serious it is. And I think that the judge has an oath to protect the public, knowing nothing more other than the basic facts of the case. I think the judge acted perfectly appropriately in allowing the following: keeping a no bail status, but permitting us to come in when we have more information.
You may also made the request to move this case to juvenile court. Can you explain why?
Well, because you have a 15-year-old adolescent who's accused of a very serious crime. And the juvenile system, thank God, in our culture, is that when you're under the age of 18, and he's far under the age of 18, he's frankly closer to 14 or 13 than he is to 18, that at that age, our culture deems it appropriate that we view among the things that a court should do, rehabilitation of a child. You don't throw somebody away at age 15 for a bad act.
But our courts also, in recent years, have determined that somebody accused of a very serious crime like this should be charged as an adult. What do you say to that?
Well, the question's kind of taking something out of context. The court permits the state, or our law permits the state, to accuse somebody as an adult and grants the court the authority to determine whether or not the person goes forward as an adult or as a child.
Sir, would you explain what grounds would you ask the court to transfer the case?
Well, the grounds are set forth in the statute, and I don't want to bore your listeners, but frankly, the basic issue is his youthfulness, the fact that he is rehabilitatable, the fact that he has no prior criminal contact, that he's amenable to treatment. These are the kinds of things that a court will be asked to consider at some point. The first evaluation will be done by the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, and then we'll look at what report has been prepared by the Department of Juvenile Services and either add to that report or accept that report on its face.
You requested a review by the judge of his home environment. I want to make sure I'm clear what that report is.
No. The report that was requested is a statutorily required report, and among the things that the investigator will look at is the child's home environment.
Have you had an opportunity?
Many times, yes.
Has he expressed any remorse for the victim?
He has expressed deep sorrow for the child that was injured in this case and for his conduct in this case. You have, in my experience, and I've done about 4,000 criminal defenses, and Mr. Besouris has probably done twice that number, you have an adolescent who's alone, scared, independent, autonomous, depressed, and overwhelmed by his personal circumstances.
When you say he expressed sorrow for his conduct in this case, would you explain what you mean by that in terms of his conduct?
Well, I'm dealing with a child, so he doesn't have the literary background of a 40 or 50-year-old. This child asked about the well-being of the child that was injured. We told him, he expressed relief. He said that someday he would like to meet the child or his parents and express his regret for his behavior. Now, frankly, you're hearing my words, not the child's. That's what he communicated to us.
When is the, I guess another bail hearing has not been scheduled yet, I take it?
You're waiting for all that report, or?
No, another bail, there's no rush on a bail hearing. This case is not the kind of case which is gonna resolve in 5 or 10 days. It's the case. Obviously, we need experts to help tell us as his lawyers, the state's attorney as the representatives of the citizens of Maryland, and the judge as the ultimate arbiter, what's going on in this child's mind such that we can make an intelligent assessment of what to do next.
So would it be fair to say that this request,
he expected to be killed, and I think he desired to be killed, yes. As sad as that is, I think that's the reality of this case. Recall that he sent a text message to the effect that this is his first day of school and the last day of his life. And his conduct certainly invited the armed police officer present to shoot and kill him.
Then who do you hold responsible for this child feeling this way?
I don't really know how to answer that yet, and I'm doing my best to find the answer to that. I think that the human brain's complex. I think our lives are complex. Obviously, he's 15, not 3, but at the same time, he certainly doesn't have the brain of a 57-year-old man who's representing him. So I'm doing my best to try to figure out what this child was thinking, why he behaved the way he did, and what's proper for him and for the citizens of Maryland in the future.
Did he actually characterize the discharging of the weapon as an accident?
There's some confusion about... I'm not sure he understands. There were apparently two shots. I'm not sure he appreciates the sequence or exactly what caused the weapon to fire. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that somebody else forced him to pull a trigger or anything like that. I think he was in a state of extreme anxiety, and his recall of the incident is far from perfect.